Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's amazing. We're talking about the NFC East and talking about the Cowboys here, and a former Giant actually just comes up. Mark Collins, great defensive back in the late 80s, early 90s. He comes up and says, "Hey, how you doing?" Mark Collins, so he knows something about NFC East rivalry. A little bit, right? Vet Stadium turf, right? That's awesome.
See, thank you.
That's the generation player I love to talk to. The vet player.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that played on the turf and didn't know any better. It's like, and then you look back later, and it's like, I can't believe they let us play on that.
Man, 5 years on that stuff.
Holy crap.
Yeah. 5 years on that stuff.
All right, so some practice stuff today. Lane Johnson is one tough SOB, right?
Yes, sir.
Practicing.
Yes, sir.
Expectation to play on Sunday.
That's what I want to hear.
Well, Doug's going to, even if he's trying to, and Doug's going to say expectation. So, yeah, we'll see if he's able to do it. Before, when they thought he wasn't going to play, he played.
Yeah, if he wants to play, he's playing.
Jason Kelce did not practice today, but that it was not an injury thing, so I guess something came up. Darren Sproles back at practice.
Sprolesy.
With the expectation, Doug said, that he's going to play this week.
All right. It's about time. Damn time.
It was at 8 weeks he was out?
Like LeBron said, about damn time.
It's about damn time. Yeah, that's great, man.
Yes.
Because at least you know, and I hope they don't overuse him, especially right out of the gate.
That's right.
But you know what you're going to get from him in the passing game.
Yeah, let's be honest. You need the change of pace back. The guys that we've had, they've done a nice, serviceable job. I don't know how much Sprozy has left in the tank, but he has 2.5-3 months to give us everything he has left in the tank. You need the change of pace back. He's a speed guy. They need to have that element in their backfield. Because these guys, I know Wendell scored on a screen play last week, but that was due more to blocking than
great
it was.
Blocking, yeah.
Yeah, to him just outrunning everybody.
Sheldon Gibson with the block of his
leg. Yeah, it's great block. Great block. So hopefully Sproles, he can get in there, and he looks better than he did that first game of the season. Because, boy.
Yeah, didn't look.
He looked like a 34-year-old back against Atlanta.
And Doug used him like a 24-year-old back against Atlanta. All right, back to this Cowboy stuff, right? Let me read a couple tweets, and then we'll get back to the phone. Fu Man Lu says, "This is a generational war that spanned half a century. This is about the toil and torment our fathers endured in the 90s and our fathers' fathers in the 70s and the 80s. It's our time to make them suffer now." That's the way I feel.
Okay.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. Okay.
Jeff says, "It's overblown. They've been trash the majority of my life, and I'm 31. Overblown. Zach says, "It's huge, but not quite the same. When I was younger, that was my Super Bowl. Now it's still a huge game, but not quite the same." There you go.
Right.
It's not the Super Bowl.
People are saying
it's not the Super Bowl anymore.
Yeah, we're way past that nonsense.
We're a better team with higher expectations than the 80s and the 90s when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And last one. Massimino says, "Personally, always thought Eagles-Giants was better than Eagles-Cowboys." So there you go.
The games have certainly been better.
Yeah, well, the rivalry.
Yeah.
And then one last thing. More people than not saying that you can't have an Eagles or a Cowboys player on your fantasy team.
Yeah, right.
I mean, do these people play fantasy football? You lose fantasy football.
Yeah. There's not many of them that's worth having, quite frankly, but Ezekiel Elliott is one that you must have.
57% say no. They will not have a Cowboy on their fantasy team.
Yeah, right.
I want to hear from you.
I won't have Dak Prescott on my fantasy team.
888-729-9494.
I won't have Cole Beasley on my fantasy team.
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah, but I will have Ezekiel Elliott on my fantasy team.
There you go.
Are you kidding me?
So check this out, Ike. DJ Soul in West Philly grew up in a Cowboy house, but he managed to get out as an Eagle fan. What's up, Soul?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
All right.
DJ Soul.
What's up, DJ?
Good, good. This is my first time calling since it's been Marcus and Reese, so happy to be here.
Appreciate Thank you. That. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, so yeah, I grew up in the Cowboys home. My dad was a Cowboys fan, and, you know, he tried to impose it upon both of us, me and my brother. But my brother turned around and became a Giants fan. I don't understand how that happened. And, you know, I stayed home, homegrown to my Eagles. And the funny thing is that I wanted to talk about is for those who are saying that it's blown out of proportion, they must be a younger crowd that was born in the 90s because I became a fan in the 80s. And during that time, everything that you said, Ike, when it comes to Dallas fans of today, when you saying that they don't have no chance and you know, everything else that you were saying, that's what they were saying about us as Eagles fans.
Right.
And we got it hard. Every time, every season, you turn around, there's a Philadelphia Cowboys fan got something to say about the Eagles. So that's why it's really a big thing. Now it's not so big because of the fact of what the Cowboys are and how the Eagles had turned around and brought us to home the ring. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's still, for all of us who was born in the 70s and prior, they feel that pain. They know what that pain is of being an Eagles fan.
You know what
fan.
It feels like. You're right. You know, DJ, in the 90s, right, when I went to those games, when you were facing a team of Hall of Famers, I didn't know any better that the Eagles weren't going to beat them when it came playoff time. They could beat them in the regular season as they did all those Super Bowl teams in the NFC.
Right.
But I didn't know any better. I thought that the team with Rodney Pete or with Ty Detmer was good enough to beat them, and they weren't.
Right.
Now they're not good enough to beat my team, and I know it. And I have the team that won the Super Bowl.
And you wear it as a badge of honor because you've been through the mud for so many years.
Yes.
I feel you.
So I appreciate you, Ike, for what you've done and what you brought to the team because, I've been a fan for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Eagles all day, Philly all day. And to all those midgets, to those cowgirls, and to you Foreskins fans, I just give you a finger to move. Thank you.
Foreskin fans. I don't think I've heard that one before.
It seems like the dump button's going to be used quite a bit this week, Ike. Just talking about the Cowboys. I mean, that should tell you right there.
Oh,
Doug in Kentucky says that TK is out of his mind with his how he hates the Dallas hate. What's up, Doug?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Doug?
90s was our Vietnam. It was our time to die then. It is our time to win now. Those Cowboy cockroaches are still relevant. And I'm only a couple years older than TK. He's out of his mind. New York Giants is a rival, but not like it is for the Cowboys. Not until we win 4 Super Bowls and beat them every year that we play them over and over again. It's never going to end until our generation dies. It's our Vietnam. It's our time to shine. Everyone shut up. Allow the cockroaches to go back in their little cockroaches' holes and just die.
And see, the funny thing is, I was kind of looking, because I just anticipated the Cowboys winning Monday night. I was kind of looking forward to, you know, having a little back and forth this week with Cowboy fans. But they are nowhere to be found after losing to Tennessee Monday night. Oh, he's a Cowboy fan?
He is.
Wow, I didn't know that.
See, look, the fellow employees shaking their head.
Man, that is terrible.
He came over.
He's been amongst us, and I didn't even realize that. We're sitting here talking about Cowboy fans.
Yep, and he's agreeing with TK during the break comes over.
Oh, is that why he's agreeing with TK?
Him and TK are buddies. Maybe TK has some affection for the for the Cowboys. I don't know. I mean, I don't hate the hate. Yeah, wait, when Bob from Northeast Philly calls up and says, "Gays, first two words I learned were Dallas sucks." Right? TK can't relate to that guy. I can. How is this possible?
What?
Twin brother is a Cowboys fan.
Huh?
That just shows you it's a learned behavior, right? Being a Cowboy fan is a learned behavior. We'll talk to Joseph. He has a twin brother that's a Cowboys fan. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Mike Florio at 3:30. We'll look around the league. We'll get Pro Football Talk's opinion on the Cowboys and how the Eagles and Cowboys look coming into this game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.